live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, efforts will be made to secure more support and investment for flood-hit communities in Donegal as Minister Kevin Boxer-Moran visits the county next week. Education Minister Richard Bruton has been accused of showing a complete lack of respect to students, parents and teachers in Buncrana. Primerica has officially opened its new state-of-the-art campus. The new 130,000 square foot premises is located at Letterkenny Business and Technology Park. And the Mayor of Derry City and Strabane District Council has refused to meet with Prince Charles on his visit to the city today. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have sport with Kenny Harkin at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht with Colm Ferter. First in news, efforts will be made to secure more support and investment for flood-hit communities in Donegal as Minister Kevin Boxer-Moran visits the county next week. The Minister with special responsibility for the Office of Public Works and Flood Relief is to visit Donegal this Monday and Tuesday and will meet with various groups, including coastal communities, to discuss local flood prevention measures and coastal erosion. Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty says a number of these meetings have been planned for some time, but they were put back.
Indeed, actually, before Minister Boxer-Moran took up the position earlier this year, his predecessor, Minister Kenny, gave me a commitment that he would come to Donegal and meet a number of groups that I had been raising concerns with, and they include Mahari, Maharorty, Castlefin and Lifford. And Boxer-Moran has committed that he would do that. He will be here on Monday and Tuesday, and he will meet with the groups, and I know that he will also be visiting Killybegs.
One of the key objectives, I'm sure, will be trying to obtain more support for flood-hit victims and so on. How effective will this meeting be in doing that?
There's different issues in different areas. Obviously, there's issues in Killybegs in terms of floods. There's issues in Castlefin and in Lifford in relation to floods. But in Maharorty and Mahari, it's in relation to coastal protection and coastal erosion. So there's different issues there, and we want to show the Minister what are the issues, how will it affect us, so that when we're raising these issues in the Parliament, at least he knows exactly what it means. He's listened to the community, he's listened to the voices on the ground, he's listened to business concerns and community concerns, and it will have a bigger impact on him. So what we want from this isn't just a visit, and I'm very glad that he's doing the visit, but we want to see action in relation to the coastal erosion and in relation to the flood defences. And look, in fairness to Minister Boxer-Moran, he has been a man of action.
Meanwhile, an independent senator says the Defence Forces are not being given the resources to respond adequately to flooding and the effects of high winds. Earlier this week, Defence Minister Paul Keogh said the Army was ready, willing and able to help local authorities deal with the effects of bad weather, with engineering capabilities and barracks in every county in the country. However, Senator Gerard Crockwell says there is a need for a review of the Defence Forces, particularly in terms of how they are resourced. He says they simply do not have the ability to do what they would want.
The point he made was that in the aid of local authorities, the Defence Forces had people in barracks ready to go out and operate chainsaws to clear roads. The truth of the matter is, if you take a line from Dublin to Galway, anything north of that line, there are two qualified chainsaw operators available in that particular geographic region. So take the size of Donegal alone. There is absolutely no way we have sufficient people trained to use chainsaws to clear roads. If you move into the area of heavy plant for moving fallen trees and things like that, it's my understanding we have 10 pieces of plant, but only two of those are operational because we don't have trained personnel to use them.
There's a lot of talk now about planning for future storms and future contingencies, and we're being told that we can expect more flooding, the likes that we saw in the Neshonin in August, more storms. What you're talking about would suggest that the Army's got to be a central part of that planning process.
Absolutely. The Defence Forces has always been key to emergencies and crises, but the truth of the matter is, in the last 5 years, 3,000 soldiers have exited from the Defence Forces because of the terms and conditions of employment. I'm a former Defence Force member myself, the 28th Battalion up in Donegal, the 1st Battalion in Galway, the 6th Battalion in Athlone. Reorganisation of the Defence Forces has been an unmitigated disaster.
A missing Donegal teenager has been located. The teenager was reported missing today after not being seen in over 24 hours. It's believed that she left for school yesterday morning to get the bus into Buncrana and then went to a friend's house to collect some things. However, she did not make it to school. Gardaí have confirmed that the teenager has been found safe and well. Leaders from the other 27 EU countries have agreed to begin talks among themselves ahead of the second phase of Brexit negotiations, but they insist there is still not enough progress to officially enter the next stage. The European Commission president says he's still working on the assumption a final Brexit agreement will be reached. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Theresa May says there is provisional agreement on a number of key issues relating to the border.
On Northern Ireland, we've agreed that the Belfast Agreement must be at the heart of our approach and that Northern Ireland's unique circumstances demand specific solutions. It is vital that joint work on the peace process is not affected in any way. It is too important for that. And both sides agree that there cannot be any physical infrastructure at the border and that the common travel area must continue. We have both committed to delivering a flexible and imaginative approach on this vital issue.
Education Minister Richard Bruton has been accused of showing a complete lack of respect to students, parents and teachers in Buncrana. When he was questioned in the Dáil yesterday about the three-school campus plan, Mr Bruton said his department and Donegal County Council are still working on a site, and while that is ongoing, he doesn't believe a meeting with the Education and Training Board would serve any purpose. However, local councillor and ETB member Rena Donaghy says the board has an important contribution to make to the process, and that is being ignored by Minister Bruton.
Donegal ETB were tasked with getting a site 3 to 4 years ago. They did a huge amount of work and progressed this to a certain stage. Then the government decided to start all over again and to pass this piece of work right back to Donegal County Council. The ETB have written to the Minister on four different occasions. Donegal ETB didn't even get an acknowledgement of any of the letters. And I just think it's not good enough. And it shows the respect that he has for the people in Donegal and for children, for teachers, for parents, and for education.
What Minister Bruton is effectively saying is the experts from his department are sitting down with the experts at Donegal County Council. They're progressing the land issue, and as far as he's concerned at this point in time, until that's been concluded and a deal has been done, he sees no point in a meeting. Now, you obviously take issue with that.
I do, and I have contacted Donegal County Council on several occasions. They have sent in everything that needs to be sent in, and they are no further forward either. They don't know what is happening. There's absolutely nothing happening, Donal, enough. That's the position, sadly.
Are you effectively saying this is a stalling tactic?
I believe it is. If it takes that long to select a site, I don't know how long it will take to go through the planning, to go through the tendering, to go through the legal part, and to go through the actual building of the school. So it's our three-school complex, apparently, is a long way away.
Primerica has officially opened its new state-of-the-art campus. The new 130,000 square foot premises located at Letterkenny Business and Technology Park has grown to become the largest employer in the Northwest region, with more than 1,500 people on staff. Vice President of Technology and Communications at Primerica is Gerard Grant. Speaking earlier at the event, he says the company has come a long way over the past 17 years, and that's a testimony to the local people working there.
It's been a great day. We've officially opened our new campus, The Rock, 135,000 square feet of office space designed for, around and all about our employees, you know, to really inspire and enthuse the next generation of Primerica employees to do some great work.
And when you think that this started with 7 or 8 people in Letterkenny and now it's 1,500, it is really amazing.
It is, and you know, as one of the founding members and one of the starting eight, you know, we never dreamed that it would get this big. And we never planned for it to get this big, but you know, we found the talent, we found the opportunities within Prudential, we had some fantastic support from local government IDA agencies, so as opportunities emerged, we were able to take them and find the people who were able to do those jobs.
And hearing from the speeches today, it genuinely seems like such a fantastic place to work and very family orientated too.
Well, I think we've been able to develop a really unique culture here where you can have a very serious job, a global career, you can have all the career aspirations you want, but it is in a community environment. We're very connected with everything we do in the community, and family is really, really important to us.
And this campus in itself is a firm commitment to Letterkenny and Donegal indeed.
Yeah, I think the phrase that was used today a lot by a lot of speakers was a statement of intent, but not just, you know, we're not just celebrating the opening of the campus today and the scale of it and the installation, but we're really celebrating what we can achieve in the future. That's what we're talking about. It's the facilities, the building. It creates opportunity for us that we've never had before.
As National Slowdown Day continues, the head of Donegal Traffic Corps says speed is a major factor in fatal and serious road traffic collisions. For 24 hours, Garda vans and laser checks, as well as 50 Go Safe vans, will be in place in areas across the country where speeding is common. A number of motorists have already been detected travelling over the speed limit in Donegal. Detections were made in Lisfannan, Moff and Lifford, with all vehicles travelling over the limit in a 100 kilometres per hour zone. Inspector Michael Harrison says the number of road fatalities in the county is down compared to the same period last year.
A large proportion of our fatal collisions and serious injury collisions result in people driving too fast. So this is a day where we're just asking people just to watch the speed they're driving at and just drive at a nice, sensible, steady speed. And I think it's very apt today, considering that we're about to get battered by another storm. And the weather conditions for driving won't be the best, but we will be out there. We'll be doing speed checks. We'll be detecting people already, what we would call intercept detections. That's detections of people caught by Gaddy doing speed checks is substantially up in this county this year. And I would ask people not to be another one of these people. Slow down. We will be out doing checks. We will be there to catch you. We want to save lives.
While the checks that Gardaí are conducting have increased, Inspector, how are the stats in Donegal faring in terms of motorist speeding in the county?
We have been concentrating on speeding. Speeding is a major factor in fatal and serious road traffic collisions. And we have been concentrating quite a bit on what we would call intercept speed checks, where we have them out of particular spots where the GoSafe vans don't operate, and we have been doing speed checks. We need to slow people down. We need to reduce the fatal collisions that occur in this county. And thankfully, so far this year, the road collisions, we are down on for the same period as we were last year, and we want to continue that trend.
The Mayor of Derry City and Strabane District Council has refused to meet with Prince Charles on his visit to the city today. The Prince is visiting the North West, where he met with victims of August flooding. In a statement issued by Mayor Melissa McHugh, he says he believes the meeting is premature given the ongoing and unresolved sensitivities around the legacy of the massacre carried out by the Parachute Regiment. Local Councillor Patsy Kelly says he views this decision as a step back.
You've seen Jerry Adams, Martin McGuinness, met several members of the royal family and no issues. But I see this as take a step backwards in a country where we're looking to go forward, and I find it very disappointing. No matter who you are, if you're as your role as mayor, you go and you represent everyone, and I don't think that's been done today.
Sport on Highland with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Gear up for a more active life. MichaelMurphySports.ie.
And it's 5:15, time for the latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with soccer in the Republic of Ireland's World Cup qualifying playoff second leg against Denmark. It's on November the 14th as a sellout. The FAA have confirmed this afternoon that all tickets for the Viva Stadium clash went within minutes and that all season ticket holders have been accommodated. Well, Brighton are hoping Shane Duffy will be fit to face West Ham in the Premier League this evening. The Republic of Ireland defender injured his groin during last weekend's draw with Everton, but is said to have returned to training. Kick-off at the London Stadium is at 8 o'clock. Back at home, the relegation battle is the major focus of the penultimate night of the SSE Electricity League Premier Division season. Finn Harps must beat Drogheda at Finn Park to keep alive their slim survival hopes. Harrison Ferries reports.
As things stand, Harps are 6 points from safety with two games to go. They need to win tonight against an already relegated Drogs and hope the sides above them don't. Third from bottom, Galway United travel to Limerick, while St Pat's, just a place above them, are at home to champions Cork City. The other team in trouble is Sligo Rovers. They are at home to Derry City on Saturday night. A point for Pats and Sligo will relegate Harps no matter how Ollie Horgan's side do tonight. The Harps manager says they need a boost.
The confidence isn't as high as what it should be, and I feel that, you know, we need to get something to go our way to get that back. I mean, I spoke here about last year. Last year we were on a much worse run than what we're on. And we went to Sligo and got a draw where Raf Cotara missed a penalty in the last minute. And our season turned on that little bit of luck. We need some little bit of luck to go our way to turn it and get that confidence back. And we hoped that it'll happen in Buncrana against Derry. It didn't. We hoped it would happen the week before against Dundalk. It nearly did. But we needed to turn to do our part of the bargain and then hope that the results go our way the other way.
On the team front, Ethan Boyle won't play again this season due to a hamstring injury, while Paddy McCourt, Sean Houston and Paddy Mailey are rated extremely doubtful. Kick-off at Finn Park tonight is 8 p.m. and Jeremy Doherty will have live updates on Highland this evening. Also tonight, Dundalk host Bohemians and Bray Wanderers play Shamrock Rovers.
Harrison Ferry's report, and elsewhere in the FAI Youth Interprovincials starting this evening. Ulster, they play Munster, that game's in Bonagie, and Connacht play Leinster, that game's at the Curragh. Both games kick off at 7:30. There's action on Saturday and Sunday in that Youth Interprovincials. The FAI Junior Cup on Sunday is the main focus of attention this weekend, and the main game, or the biggest clash I suppose, is Glen A United against Glen Gaed FC. Those games start at 1:30 on Sunday. Donegal League, this limited fixtures this week. The Premier Division sees the leaders Kildrum Tigers host Dromahal FC. There's also a couple of games in Division 1 and 2. Then a shown league this weekend, the Premier Division, just the two games down for decision. Quigley's Point Swifts play Buncrana Hearts, and Coldaff, they play Alec FC, their top of the table. There's also action in Division 1 and Division 2. FAI Intermediate Cup's the focus of attention this weekend in Intermediate Football. Cockhill Celtic play Swally Rovers. Letterkenny Rovers, they host Bonagie United. Those games on Sunday. Just the one game in the Ulster Senior League. It's Fannett against Derry City Reserves. In Gaelic Games, Ireland manager Joe Kiernan won't have any players from Dublin for next month's two-game international rules series against Australia. GPA CEO Dermot Earley has told Irish Times that no representatives from the All-Ireland champions have been training with the squad ahead of their trip down under. Earley added that club commitments and injuries lay behind the Dublin players not being involved. Well, on the Gaelic Games front locally, it's a busy weekend of action. With a look ahead to the big games, here's Oisin Kelly.
Well, it's a case of ladies first this weekend on the club front. St. Noel's, the Donegal Intermediate Champions, are taking on Latin of Monaghan in the semi-final of the Ulster Club Championship. That one throws in at 3 o'clock in Ballintra tomorrow. On the men's front, Donegal are in action tomorrow as they look for a place in the All-Ireland Masters Final. Standing in their way is former champions Mayo. The game is down in Ballymote, so Mayo will have home advantage. Donegal on the road, but Donegal will be looking to taste success on semi-final day there. On Sunday, it's a busy day in Donegal in the All-County League front, with a lot of clubs battling for league honours and indeed trying to avoid relegation. Kilcar will win a first double and retain their Division 1 league title with victory over Dunlow on Sunday. Should Kilcar suffer defeat and St Union's beat Four Masters, the Letterkenny club will win the league. Four Masters are already relegated. Milford, Bundoran or Glen Swally could be joining them in Division 2 next season, but it depends how results go. If two sides finish on the same amount of points, it goes to head-to-head. If it's more than two, it goes to playoffs. In Division 2A, Rua are already champions and promoted with Clohanilly. But at the bottom of the table, one of five teams could be relegated, with Killybegs, Glenfinn, McCool's, Buncrana, Terman and Mallon involved in the battle there. And in Division 3, it's not done yet, but if Nivora and St Noel's won, both will be promoted to Division 2. Back to Ulster competition, and on Sunday it sees hurling championship action. confirmation of a change of venue for the Junior Hurling Championship semi-final between Donegal champion Setanta and Gartan Amona of Antrim. The game will now be played in Celtic Park on Sunday, throwing in at 2:30. It had originally been scheduled to be played in Owen Beg. Also on Sunday, defending champion Slochneil from Derry are taking on Ballygolgate from County Down in the senior decider. That one's in Armagh, the Athletic Grounds at 4. And also in the intermediate final this weekend, Lavey of Derry are taking on Middletown off Armagh at Corrigan Park.
Washing Kelly there, and cycling after 4 years with Team Sky, Letterkenny-born Philip Degnan has decided to extend his contract with the British-based team for the 2018 season, with his eyes set on riding his fourth Giro d'Italia in 5 years. Degnan says he finally feels part of the squad and has agreed a new term this week. And the doctor behind the mystery package sent to Sir Bradley Wiggins at a race in 2013 has quit British cycling. It's for health reasons, and the governing body says it regrets not being able to reconcile unanswered questions while he was in the job. In rugby, Rory Best has been named on the Ulster bench for Sunday's game against La Rochelle in France. It was feared the Ireland captain would miss the upcoming autumn internationals, but he has been cleared to make his first appearance of the season after recovering from a hamstring injury. Andrew Trimble will become the province's most capped player on 222. Johnny Sexton, he's back in the Leinster team for tomorrow's Champions Cup match against Glasgow in Scotland. And Tyler Blyandale has been ruled out of Munster's clash with Racing 92 at Thomond Park. The New Zealand is suffering from a neck injury, so Ian Keatley will start it out half. Connacht Daring Challenge Cup action against Worcester, that's at the Sports Ground tomorrow. In basketball, the President's Cup's taking place at the Bishop's Field this weekend. Tip-off's at 3 o'clock. The LYAT, they play Killorgan. In golf on the European Tour this week, it's the Valderrama Masters. Leading the way are Robert Rock and Jost Luiten, both on 6 under par with one hole to play. The best of the Irish is Shane Lowry. He's in 1 under par. Patrick Harrington will also make the cut. He's in 2 over par. The CGA Cup 9 Bridges is taking place in the PGA Tour this week in Korea. Luke List leads the way. He's on 9 under par. He's one ahead of Lucas Glover and Scott Brown, both on 8 under par. Justin Thomas is back on 7 under par. Finally, for this evening in motorsport and Formula One, Lewis Hamilton begins a race weekend this afternoon, which could result in him becoming Formula One world champion for a fourth time. It's practice in Austin, Texas, ahead of Sunday's United States Grand Prix. The Mercedes driver needs to outscore Ferrari Sebastian Vettel by 16 points to have a chance of securing the championship in this race. Otherwise, he'll have 3 more opportunities. And Max Verstappen has signed a contract extension with Red Bull, and he'll remain with the team until the end of the 2020 season. The Dutchman has been with the Red Bull since his Formula One debut age 17. His current deal was set to expire in 2019. That's all your sports this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be Saturday Sport 2-6 tomorrow. And don't forget, Dermot will have updates from Fun Park from 8 o'clock tonight. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And for weather now, rain in the west will spread eastwards this evening with strengthening southeast winds. The rain will be heavy at times with lowest temperatures tonight of 7 to 9 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, efforts will be made to secure more support and investment for flood-hit communities in Donegal as Minister Kevin Boxer-Morne visits the county next week. The Minister with special responsibility for the OPW and flood relief is to visit Donegal this Monday and Tuesday and will meet with various groups, including coastal communities, to discuss local flood prevention measures and coastal erosion. Gardaí have confirmed a missing Donegal teenager has been found safe and well. The teenager was reported missing earlier today after not being seen in over 24 hours. Leaders from the other 27 EU countries have agreed to begin talks among themselves ahead of the second phase of Brexit negotiations, but they insist there's still not enough progress to officially enter the next stage. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Theresa May says there is provisional agreement on a number of key issues relating to the border. And Primerica has officially opened its new state-of-the-art campus. The new 130,000 square foot premises located at Letterkenny Business and Technology Park has grown to become the largest employer in the Northwest region, with more than 1,500 people on staff. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. Coming up next is Newt with Colm Ferter, and we'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Meanwhile, you can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. Good evening.
Go manage you, you've Colin Ferrer and Sean in the Prief Scalty Air Highland Radio. Karu Prosish, a plan a la changa, la hai kahar ugara, yavilis a hard check, guji yavilis fees a tree, er bun a costia plan a la na katra and Shachtin Shaw. Bay and Prosis a sturo igan costia, August Ibarchir, and Gael Aris, Conwin Gilliga, August and Run Gilliga, ig costia viki allskull olu. Tashi igesh igan costia na plan changa, kemsiha a olvu dan kahar, August essay cospor and flan na level usage na Gilliga ardu sawala, so fobble, so chorus ajahish, so teal social to igursi grow, August so seal fobbly. And priv cospor na a usage na Gilliga. Sa phobl a dianw ni sfarsing e. Yn anioen sbarling Ophelia ta cyr i rygt doon dy bunch yma eg cora y siac jeg a agrw eg cora conwn y geliga agos eisiau an cora geliga ys ffodja a rif hannig se cwn criach lan y sbarling e agos fi nis môn y mila dynia yn orgyr ffod ffad yn doen a glach o partion cyrwyd hws leis jylwyn sio hart yn clwb conwn y geliga Ladini O'Monaghan and Lewis Tabradaran Balia Haclia Parcha Google Hangout So near Huskert Collect Hoskrok to Onadine Padraig Dors August Lena Lechikan and Parchon Komai Ta proses iris ish fobli major le capu board udras ni gelta ta fogrihe iganara stats Joe McHugh. Ta tus curhe lish in proses o curran jesh o scoran fobl iris a se yenu le ve capa award udras ta shart voluntus le linu ar award maran trevsh an ward kuig vlian agas chokishe conjeru an vi sha hogin. Ta tell you all ish major lish in proses o gus gajin doi le iris a se yenu ar an siv a jirlin www.bunkstateboards.com IE. Ni wars de iratas ave corhusja river and sprictata and neo ladamina sauna egatrio chlug. Takyol koroma agru and olskol of a college to viki egahagara erin jardine and shale las fee than v shah ega harta chlug trinona. Be Katrina McKay on Alabin agus Clarshore Achul Lauren E. Neil erin ardan comai the he coltery ella. Shin machodja eligulier slan agus banacht.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, October the 20th. The death has taken place of Maggie Doherty, née Dugan, Churargas, Trenta. Her remains will be reposing at her late residence from 5 o'clock tomorrow evening. Funeral mass in St. Colm, Kilschurch, Glendone at 11 o'clock on Monday morning, followed by burial in Garton Cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m. House private on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Jerry Monaghan, Dublin, formerly of Ligan Vey, Drumquin. His remains will arrive from Dublin tomorrow to Sean O'Kane and Sons Funeral Home. Funeral home open from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Funeral on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock with Requiem Mass in St. Patrick's Church, Langfield, Drumquin, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The sudden death has taken place of Andy Gibson, formerly of Ahi Galt, Drumkeen. He died at his daughter Susan's residence at Maher Solis, Rafo. His remains are reposing at his daughter's residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock for 11 o'clock Mass in St. Patrick's Church, Drumkeen, followed by burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery in the family plot. Family time from 11 o'clock tonight. Family flyers only, donations if desired to the Haematology and Oncology Day Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Gibson Funeral Directors Convoy. The death has taken place in Buncrana Community Hospital of Charlie McCarran, Ardraven Road, Buncrana. His remains are reposing at his residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Cockhill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. And the death has occurred of Paul Clinton, Winchmore Hill, London, and formerly of Kinnelock, Fannet, Donegal. His remains will repose at Harrison Funeral Home, 736 Green Lanes, Winchmore Hill, London, on Wednesday the 1st of November from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. Funeral Mass will take place at 11 o'clock on Thursday morning, November the 2nd, at Christ the King Church, Bromley Road, London, with burial afterwards at Southgate Cemetery, Waterfall Road, Southgate. Family flowers only, please. Donations if desired to North London Hospice, 47 Woodside Avenue, Finchley, London, care of Harrison Funeral Home.